From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Finance ministers from the U.S. and the rest of the group of seven wealthiest nations meeting in Istanbul say the global economy is growing again, but the recovery remains fragile, threatened in part by rising unemployment. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says it's too soon to back off the stimulus measures enacted in the U.S. President Obama says health care overhaul legislation being considered in Congress would help boost employment in the U.S. by making small business startups more feasible.
Rising healthcare costs are undermining our businesses, exploding our deficits, and costing our nation more jobs with each passing month. So we know that reforming our health insurance system will be a critical step in rebuilding our economy so that our entrepreneurs can pursue the American dream again.
Mr. Obama, in his weekly radio and internet address today, administration officials say the White House is looking at steps to provide more help for jobless Americans, including a possible further extension of unemployment benefits. Rescue crews are reaching more remote communities in Indonesia that were covered by landslides triggered by the powerful earthquake that hit there this week. The quake is being blamed for more than 700 deaths. Anne Dornfeld reports from Padang.
Rescuers got word Saturday that a text message had arrived from a victim trapped in a Padang hotel saying there are survivors under the flattened building. More than a dozen international search and rescue teams are trying to reach victims throughout West Sumatra, but there's little fuel for vehicles and heavy machinery to pull people from the wreckage. The magnitude 7.6 quake leveled hundreds of buildings in the provincial capital of Padang. Power is still out here, and there's little running water. At the city's main hospital, reports are that doctors don't have water to wash their instruments, and patients rely on donations of bottled water. Aid efforts are expanding into coastal villages, where as many as 80% of all homes were destroyed. Aid groups are distributing emergency kits, including tarps and sarongs, but so many roads are blocked by landslides that access is limited. For NPR News, I'm Anne Dornfeld in Padang, Indonesia.
Voters in Ireland have overwhelmingly approved the European Union's reform treaty. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
You could almost hear the sighs of relief in Brussels as it was announced that Ireland had voted in favour of the Lisbon Treaty, a huge legal document described by some as an EU constitution designed to strengthen and modernise the European Union. The Irish were the last of the EU's 27 nations to ratify the treaty and had stunned Brussels last year by rejecting it, amid fears that the treaty would force neutral Ireland to raise its business taxes, join a European army and legalise abortion. Having received assurances on all these issues, the second vote also came as a relief to the embattled government of Prime Minister Brian Cowan. Observers attributed the turnaround to the unravelling of Ireland's long-booming economy. Analysts say voters seem to see the EU as a source of economic stability and support in difficult times.
This is NPR News. The head of the UN's Nuclear Monitoring Agency has arrived in Iran to arrange an inspection of that country's newly revealed uranium enrichment facility. President Obama and the leaders of Britain and France have accused Iran of keeping construction of that facility secret for years. But Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, today said Mr. Obama had made, in his words, a big and historic mistake by making that accusation, which Ahmadinejad said was baseless. Chicago teenager Darion Albert, whose fatal beating was caught on cell phone video, was laid to rest today as the Obama administration is preparing to launch an initiative to combat school violence. NPR's Allison Keyes has the story.
The 16-year-old was beaten to death by a group of teens, seen on a cell phone video kicking and hitting Albert with railroad ties just blocks from his school. Four teens have been charged. The video drew national attention and outrage. Pamela Bosley, who lost her son to Rail Bosley 3 years ago, told WBBM Radio the funeral was a tough place to be.
This was the hardest thing, to see another baby land in a casket. Here we are out here again today. It got to stop.
President Obama and the First Lady are Chicagoans. His administration has dispatched U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder and Education Secretary Arne Duncan to the city for meetings about school violence. But Albert's great aunt, Rose Braxton, has said the spotlight on the case isn't giving her family any comfort. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
A fire that began as a controlled burn has gotten out of hand in Arizona and has nearly doubled in size thanks to gusty winds. Now more than 60 homes in the northern part of the state are threatened by the flames. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.